So again, we are continuing on in our studies in the Canons of Dort, the decision of the Synod of Dort in 1619. We're celebrating the 400th anniversary of that decision. And in particular, we've been looking at the work of the Father and the work of the Son, and now we're looking at the work of the Holy Spirit in applying the work of Christ. So we talked about, what about those last week? What about those who don't obey, don't believe the gospel that's proclaimed? Now we come to the question, well, what about those that do come? Why is it that they come? And notice in our in Article 10, it says that we come not because of anything that we have done. In other words, there's going to be no boasting in heaven. There's not going to be anyone that says it's because of me that I'm saved. It's all based on me. No. The boasting is going to be in the Lord. As it states there, it must be wholly ascribed to God. It is wholly because of God. Again, salvation is of the Lord. Jonah, again, learned that the hard way, and David learned that and wrote that in Psalm 3. And there are other passages as well in the scriptures. It goes on to say in Article 10, he has chosen his own from eternity in Christ. And so he calls them effectually in time. And so we talk about effectual calling, or another word for that is regeneration. That God takes dead people and raises them to life. We're dead in trespasses and sins, Paul says. We're in the kingdom of darkness, as it says there, and we are translated to the kingdom of the Son of his love. He's the one that grants unto us and gives us the ability to believe and to repent. And furthermore, he rescues us from the power of darkness. Praise God. From eternity and in time, God is the one who saves us. He is our Savior, as we sang earlier. Praise the Savior now and forever. And so what is our response to being saved in Christ, to being granted his grace? Praise and thanksgiving. That's why we are called to be praises unto God. The word is Jew. To be a Jew is to be a praise unto God. And that is who we are. We are those that are identified as those who give praise and thanksgiving to God. Article 11 answers the question, well, how does God do this? And notice the grace of God begins with the external preaching of the gospel. They understood, the authors of this document understood that it is through the proclamation of the gospel that people are saved. God is the one who calls them, and that call comes through the preacher. But it's not only the individual preaching or sharing the gospel, but it's the work, the powerful work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a gentleman, as some teach. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he doesn't violate protocol, if you will. No, the Holy Spirit is powerful. He is the sovereign Lord, and he is the one who opens the eyes of the blind, or as we're going to see in our text today in the sermon, he opens the heart of Lydia, so he opens our hearts as well. So that we may rightly understand and be able to discern the things of the Spirit of God. Paul says the spiritual things are discerned by those who have the Spirit of God. He is the one who invades, if you will, pervades the innermost recesses of man. He takes the stony heart that all men have and does heart surgery, we've said that before, and removes that stony heart and places in us a heart of flesh. He causes our wills to desire his will. He makes us alive, and he shows us our need and our sufficiency in Christ. He renders us good and obedient and pliable. He works in us to desire to do what is right in the sight of God. So then who gets the glory? Who gets the praise? Ultimately, it's God. For even when we respond appropriately, it's because of the grace of God. And so we do not negate or water down or dishonor God, but we acknowledge Him, that salvation is of the Lord. And salvation is the extraordinary work of God. Again, I don't know if you really stop and think about that. As I've said before, we have the opportunity to raise people from the dead. Is anybody shocked by that statement? Well, if Paul says that we are all dead in trespasses and sin, and the gospel is what God uses to raise people from the dead and make them alive in Christ, then in essence, right? Sharing the gospel and the Holy Spirit chooses to regenerate that person is now alive, whereas before they were dead. You were once dead, but now you're alive in the Lord. Paul says of himself, he was once dead as well, but now he's alive. And so we have this extraordinary work of God, which God chooses to use you and I in that process. What an amazing opportunity we have. This call comes to God's people as it did to Nicodemus, as it did with the Philippian jailer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we do come and pray that you would enable us as we've just read this passage of the works of man, the writings of man, as they understood and dealt with errors in the church. Pray that you'd also do those work in us, that we may truly understand and appreciate what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do in the future. We pray these things now in Jesus' name.